Welcome to Check It In with Joe Edivis, the show that's all about you. This show is live every Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where I am the host, four-time Olympian, author, motivational speaker, and businesswoman, also known as Madam Olympian. Feel free to tweet questions at Joetta Olympian, and you can also call 646-787-1680. Check It In with Joetta is an interactive show that will discuss topics with business and financial leaders, educators, sports legends, entrepreneurs, and health and wellness advocates. The call number for the show this evening is 646-787-1680. Call, text, tweet, or email a friend. However you communicate with them, tell them to call up and listen to the show, or they can listen at JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com. Click on that radio button at the top of the page. Again, this is Check It In with Joetta, and you're live with Madam Olympian. Welcome to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We're live this evening, January 21st, 2015, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. But wherever you are, I'm glad you're with us today. And being that you're with us, that means we have a good show. I always say, if you're not on the line and if you're not here with me, then we don't have a show. That call the number is 646-787-1680. And you can tweet us at Joetta Olympian. We have a show in store for you, What's On Your Mind Wednesday. And what is on my mind? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I'm going to talk about the State of the Union Address. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about some business ideas. And I want to hear what's on your mind. So as I always say, if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. That call number is 646-787-1680. I am Madam Olympian, and I'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. I have a lot to talk about as what's on your mind Wednesday, so if you want to be part of the conversation, please pick up that number and dial 646-787-1680, or you can tweet at Joetta Olympian. The State of the Union Address was yesterday, and President Obama talked about some of the positive things that he's done. He's trying to get traction, and he's also trying to make sure that we understand what he's done, what he wants to do, and together they can make this a better place. So without much ado, I want to play this for you, and when I play it, we're going to talk about some of the comments that were made in this State of the Union. Take a listen.
By the end of this decade, 2 in 3 job openings will require some higher education. 2 in 3. And yet we still live in a country where too many bright, striving Americans are priced out of the education they need. It's not fair to them, and it's sure not smart for our future. And that's why I'm sending this Congress a bold new plan to lower the cost of community college to zero. Keep in mind, 40% of our college students choose community college. Some are young and starting out. Some are older and looking for a better job. Some are veterans and single parents trying to transition back into the job market. Whoever you are, this plan is your chance to graduate ready for the new economy without a load of debt. Understand, you've got to earn it, You got to keep your grades up and graduate on time. Tennessee, a state with Republican leadership, and Chicago, a city with Democratic leadership, are showing that free community college is possible. I want to spread that idea all across America. But 2 years of college becomes as free and universal in America as high school is today. Let's stay ahead of the curve. And I want to work with this Congress to make sure those already burdened with student loans can reduce their monthly payments so that student debt doesn't derail anyone's dreams.
Now, I play that because I think it's important. I was on the Community College Board of Trustees. I was on several committees over at the Raritan Valley Community College, and there's so many wonderful community colleges, and they are a bridge to many things, a bridge to making the community better, because a lot of the programs that the community colleges have are fueled by the corporations and companies in those respective areas. And also, the prices of these community colleges are a lot less. I found out as a board member at Raritan Valley Community College in New Jersey, and I'm sure this is true of many community colleges, especially over the last 6 or 7 years, we saw enrollment going up. And there's a notion that if you went to a community college, you were not smart, you didn't have money, you were not going to make it. All of these preconceived notions were displaced when this country was in a recession, and a lot of people that would normally send their kids and had the two household incomes or were receiving grants or took out financial loans, they said, hey, why am I going to spend $35, $45, $55, $75 to send my child coming out of high school to a four-year college, and they don't know what they want to major in? So let's just send them to a community college, pay half or either three-quarters the price. When they graduate after the 2 years with their associates, they can matriculate into a four-year school. So I think that the notions of community colleges not being credible or not being good, that's displaced. Now you have the president that wants to make it affordable, make it free, and you have to maintain your grades and you have to graduate on time. But I think by doing that, the respective communities will be better, and also the companies that are in those areas will welcome and employ those students because they are coming out of school job ready. And if they want to go to a four-year school, they have 2 years under their belt, they have a lot of savings because they didn't spend the $40,000 and $50,000 to go to these schools, now they can also go to those schools and graduate. And many people have graduated with the BSs and MSs and PhDs. So, callers, if you're listening, if you know of anyone or if you attended a community college, give us a call. Let us know what you did after your 2 years. Did you go on for more education, or did you stop after two and get back into the job market? So I'm going to go to these phone lines in 1 second, but I just wanted to make sure that you were aware that this is a good thing. And in a lot of states already, if you graduate out of high school in the top 25%, you can attend these colleges for free under a program called the STAR program. So these type of programs are already in place, but they are driven by your GPA. So I think that that's really important. Again, being a board member at the Raritan Valley Community College, I found out that so many students were taking advantage of such great education and saving their money, getting their associates, and then going back into the four-year schools, being a junior as opposed to going and being a freshman. So my phone lines are 646-787-1680, and you can tweet at Joetta Olympian. What I want to do is, as I always say, I'm going to call the last 4 digits of your number. And when I call your number, yes, I can hear you. That means I'm talking to you. And let's try and answer these questions and have a topic of discussion around community colleges. If you know of anyone that went to one, did you go to one? What is your take on having that that option of going to a community college for free and also being able to matriculate after 2 years to go on and get your BS or your MS or your master's degree or your doctoral degree. So call a 1-783. Call a 1-783. Welcome to Checking In with Joette at the Show. That is all about you. Do you have a comment on the topic that we're talking about at this time?
Yes, I do. I have a couple of comments. I just want to go back to what you said about the stigma that a lot of people have about going to community colleges that used to be, but is not as much now. And I think one good thing that they do here in Pennsylvania, particularly in Lehigh Valley, that you're familiar with now that you live here, if you ride up and down Route 22 in Lehigh Valley, they have several billboards that have pictures of community college graduates and list their achievements. And I just think that's awesome. Some of the graduates have gone on to do great things, and I think just for the school and the community to recognize that just brings a lot of pride, not only with those students, but it gives other students, high school students and people that may not even think about going to community college or may think against about going to community college, this person did that. I don't know if you've noticed it, but if you ever go on down 22 in the future, Joette, they have several billboards with Northampton Community College graduates and their achievements listed. And these people have gone on to be entered into matriculate at Temple. There was a director. There was a young lady that was a teacher that was teaching autistic children. So they really do a good job with getting people to notice what the community college has to offer. I didn't go to a community college, but I do suggest to any of my nephews and nieces or friends of theirs, then we're talking about college before, while they're in high school, if they don't know what they want to do, to definitely take that route, not just to save money, but just to figure out what they want to do. And I don't see anything wrong with it, and I never have seen anything wrong with it.
Absolutely right. I think that you are on to something. I think a lot of community colleges have a lot to offer, and I think that with the president's suggestion of a community college being free and making it affordable, it does a lot of things, and I think that the community in general would be benefit from that. Did you have another comment or question?
No, not this time.
Okay, well, thank you for that comment. And I think the community colleges are really ahead of the curveball. Obviously, they probably have gotten wind that the president was going to say something like that. But what they're really doing right now, I think, is so very important, is that they are doing a lot of advertising, and they're getting a lot of the bright minds. And I think that's a good thing, and education and being able to be ready for the new and upcoming careers and the infrastructure jobs and things like that that the community colleges will have to offer. And remember, at the community colleges, a lot of them have different curriculum and programs in place so that the corporations in those respective areas, they can come right out of community college and get hired and right away. So that is another advantage that these community colleges have, is that you're able to learn the skill sets, and a lot of the people from the local community corporations come in to talk to you and to teach the courses and to let you know what they're looking for and getting you prepared for that. So that's a good thing. So thank you, caller, for that comment. We have to take a quick break, but when I come back, we'll take more of your calls. Remember, the call number is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. And as I always say, if you're not on this show, then that means we don't have a show. So make sure you're calling in this evening to be part of the show. What's on your mind Wednesday and right now, what's on our minds that we're talking about the state-of-the-art union address that was given by the president, and also what your sentiments are. Do you agree with the community colleges being free, or do you disagree? You know, what are some of your comments that you have regarding that? And let us know. And you can also send a tweet at Joetta Olympian. That's Joetta Olympian.
The Matthew J. Moorhan Health Assessment Center for Athletes provides education, evaluation, and assessments of sports injury and sports-related cardiac and concussion screenings. Barnabas Health Service and cares for more pediatric patients than any healthcare organization in New Jersey. For more information about the Matthew J. Moorhan Health Assessment Center for Athletes, please visit our website at www.barnabashealth.org/Moorhan or call 973-322-7913. Again, the www.barnabashealth.org/Moorhan.
Joetta here, and I want my listeners to benefit from the advertising opportunities on Checking In with Joetta. Please visit JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com to find out more information about how you can advertise on JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com or on the show, Checking In with Joetta. We get over 99,000 hits a month, so if you have a product, if you have a company, or if you know somebody that wants to advertise, check us out at JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com to find out how you can be heard on Checking In with Joetta. Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have a lot going on and we've been talking about the State of the Union address that the President gave in community colleges. So we're going to go to these phone lines and see what you have to say about the State of the Union address that you heard and his conversation about community colleges. Remember, I'll call the last 4 digits of your number. When I do that, that means I'm speaking to you. So caller 1452, caller 1452. Welcome to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question about community colleges and the possibility of them being free?
Yes, I do. I actually have a comment to share. My mother is actually a product of community college. At one time, community college was free. It's not a new thing, a new idea for it to be free. It was. And she actually received her associate's in nursing, and she became a registered nurse with her associate's. Then went on to work at Presbyterian Hospital, where they in turn had reimbursed your tuition, and she went on to Pace University to get her BS in nursing, and then continuing working for the hospital, she went on and got her master's in nursing as well from Long Island University. And that's all because she started at the community college, and she had no loans, nothing to pay back, and it actually changed her life. She's retired now, and it's all because of that start in a community college.
Well, Carl, that's a great thing. So being that your mother, as you were saying, became a registered nurse by starting out at a community college, I don't want to guess, but that would be something that you think would be a good thing if that did happen, right? And the benefits on the upside that you see with that?
Yes, it is. And it is in 2 years you have the skills to actually go out and work in the medical field and receive other benefits that that provides. So, from that standpoint, I currently have a nephew who is at a community college in Florida, and that community college actually feeds right into the Central Florida University. So many of these community colleges are set up to take you from associates to bachelors. So so it's no time wasted. You're able to just make that next step. And again, with more confidence and more resources and so forth. So I'm definitely a supporter of it. Actually, where I live, the high school has a program for kids who parents have not graduated from college. They have a program for those kids where they can actually get their high school diploma and their associates at the same time at the neighborhood community college. And that just allows them to have a structure and a support that high school provides while getting their associates, because if they didn't have it, they might not.
Absolutely. And, Carla, you made a good point for me to mention as well. I happen to know someone that their daughter said she was bored in high school. So what she did was she took her GED and she got out early. She went into a community college because she was a young senior. She was 16. So that meant if she would wait, she would be going into college as a 17-year-old. So her parents said, hey, stay local with us. So she stayed locally, and she went to the community college. And then after her 2 years, she went to Temple, and now she is in the fast track program to graduate in a year and a half as opposed to 2 years. So those high school programs that they do have for kids who parents who didn't go to school, and also for you to get a GED and go into college, a community college would also bridge that gap, especially if you have a child that's younger and may not be suited to go away and off to a four-year school. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's a good thing. You heard of a story from someone who not only got their mother got a undergrad degree and a master's degree and started out at a community college. They went on and did all that without having to pay anything, no debts or anything. So that's wonderful to be able to do that. So I'm going to go to the phone lines, take another caller, caller 4110. Welcome to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question?
Hi, Joetta. Thank you for taking my call. My comment was that I think it's a very good idea. I have a niece that graduated from community college and now is going on to pursue her degree in nursing. But how they're going to do it, I don't know. I always say if it's too good to be true, then it's really not going to happen. There are a lot of things that are going to have to happen. He's going to have to go through Congress, which is Republican now, and he's going to have to go through the state as well. So there is going to be a lot of work to be done. And like I said, free, it's not going to be free. Someone's going to have to pay for it. But it's a good idea.
I think that's, you know, a good point. Someone has to pay for it. But the bottom line is they will put a system in place for that to happen. And then you have to understand, if this doesn't happen, look, can this country do well and continue down the same path that we're doing and the growth that we have? You know, sure, that can happen. But we have to make sure that our youth and the ones who have been out of school and trying to transition into other careers are current and know what's going on nationally and internationally. So they can afford not to have a program like this in place because, as I mentioned, a lot of the corporations are looking for the best and brightest, and they're looking to try and make sure that they have people in place and keep the jobs in this country. And, you know, there was a program this the other day that talked about the United States as far as some of the major careers, business, science, technology, engineering, math. And do you know that Vietnam scored higher than the United States, and not United States was in the bottom third of that overall percentage wise. So if we are going to continue to move forward, we have to work and make sure that our educational system is up to par, and we have to make sure that we're doing the best that we can to make sure that people are not excluded and that they're included, because a lot of bright minds are out there and they're just being deterred or distracted or whatever reason because they don't have the finances and these colleges and these opportunities are not available for them. So I think if you have some optimism, I think that this might happen and even sooner than later, but we will see about that. And thank you for mentioning your niece about that piece. Did you have something else that you wanted to say, Carla, or was that it?
No, I agree with you on your point. And also, it's not going to solve everything. And I think we need to start. That's a good way to go, but we've got to start a little lower than that, too, because we have free education in elementary school and high school, and we can barely get them out of high school. So, with that being said, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, start somewhere, and again, you mentioned a good point, start a little bit lower, make sure that our youngsters are being trained and reared up, and again, parents have to get involved with that as well. We can't rely wholeheartedly on the school systems, and especially when you have kids going up to college, you have to stay on the guidance counselor. You have to get those forms in, and you have to be able to make sure that you're doing all you can to help your kid. You know, I have a college degree, and I don't know if you have one as well, but the point is that some of our foreparents and our ancestors did not, and they made sure that their kids went on and did better. So we have to make sure that we're doing that as well. And I think the community colleges having that as an option and a viable option is something that is very, very important. And also, I think that we should also look at some of the HBCUs, and that will be a topic for another discussion. So thank you, caller, for that comment. And going to go to the phone lines. Caller 7811. Caller 7811. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that is all about you. Do you have a comment or question? That's a 412 area code, 7811.
Sorry. Yes, thank you. I do have a comment in regards to the community college. Do I support it? Absolutely. I am the executive director of a youth program, and we do different programs throughout the year, and we encourage students to get involved in community college. A lot of people aren't aware that some of the school districts actually have funding to send their seniors and maybe some of their juniors to community college while they're still in high school. A lot of districts don't advertise it, but they still have the funding available. We had another student who decided, again, like one of the previous callers stated, high school wasn't for them. So he disenrolled. He called us and said, hey, I want to go to community college. So he disenrolled himself from high school on a Monday. We enrolled him in community college on Wednesday. He went and got his GED on Wednesday. As soon as he got his results back, we enrolled him in community college. Being that he enrolled in community college within 30 days of getting his GED, his first class was free. And there's also a program through Job Corps, since he was an independent student, that they paid for everything that he didn't receive in grant funding. So there are numerous resources out there to help them currently to go to community college for free.
Now, you mentioned that you had a program, and that's important, callers, for you to listen. I don't know if these programs are in every state, in every city, but you actually have a program that your goal is to bridge the gap between high school and the colleges, and you do all
Correct.
The work to get into the colleges?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know if other states are doing that, or in other cities in your area are doing that, or is that something that you, a service that your organization is providing?
Actually, no, it's just a service. We help them find the resources. So I reside in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to assume that that's part of the Pennsylvania Board of Education. So if parents are concerned or, you know, they want to inquire, they should probably contact their Board of Education or just contact the school district directly to ask them, you know, do they have any funding for dual enrollment? That's what it's called. And oftentimes they can call the community college as well, because sometimes they'll advocate on the child's behalf.
Okay.
Contact the school, see if they have the funding, and try to find the money for them. Even if the school doesn't have it directly, they have different grants available where donors will give them, you know, thousands of dollars for particular students in particular age range.
And that's a good thing. So, callers, you never know what you're going to hear on this show. Thank you for calling in and sharing that knowledge with us. And continued success to you with your organization as well. You know, when callers call in, you never know what they're going to say. So she has an organization that kind of bridges the gap and helps kids get into those schools. And she mentioned, as I did earlier, about receiving your GED and going off to college a little bit earlier. But the most important thing is for you to realize that you don't have to wait until the bill is passed for this free community college. that to happen. There are many ways for you to do that now, but you have to be resourceful, get involved, and look this up. So thank you for that call, and the call in number is 646-787-1680. You can also tweet at Joetta Olympian. I am like 4 minutes over, so I've got to take a commercial break. But when I come back, we will go to another topic, and I look forward to you having you guys call in 646-787-1680.
I was asked to take off my socks and promptly told to put them back on. Day three, did a pose with a leg behind my head. It took two instructors to untangle me. Day five, today was hot yoga. Must remember never to wear white shorts again.
Stop the torture. Pita Pit has your resolution solution. 10 tasty pitas under 5.
It can start your car's engine from Barcelona. It can take you to that restaurant no one's ever heard of.
Turn left on Culver Road.
It can rotate your tires, change your oil, and even send you an email when your tire pressure's low. This is Cadillac Chic, the most comprehensive suite of ownership benefits offered by any luxury automaker in the world. From impressive warranties and premium care maintenance to navigation, email alerts, your own mobile app, and more. Leaving you to wonder, what doesn't it do?
Teleportation mode initiated.
Well, not yet. Cadillac Shield, the new standard of luxury ownership.
To learn more about Cadillac Shield, go to Cadillac.com/shield. Premium care maintenance is standard on all 2011 and newer Cadillac vehicles for 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. All Cadillac models come with 1 year of OnStar service. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. Compatible mobile device required.
Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta. This show is all about you. Thank you for being part of this great conversation about community colleges being free. And, you know, this is what's on your mind Wednesday. So when you call up, if you have something else that's on your mind, now is the time for you to maybe switch the topics for us. But if you still want to talk about community colleges and GEDs and graduating early and then the funds that are out there for you, make sure you can do that. It's what's on your mind Wednesday. And as I always say, if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. Caller 5767. Caller 5767. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. The show is all about you. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes, I do. I have a comment about the State of the Union last night.
Yes.
I noticed every time the president brought up equal pay for women, or they brought up tax credits for daycare and what have you, anything that had to do with helping middle-class or lower-class citizens, the Republicans sat down, didn't say a word, didn't clap, didn't do anything. And it seems like the Republican Party wants people to join them and elect their candidates, they have to show that they're not just for, the rich and affluent. And it's like they say it during their campaigns, oh, we're for you, or we'll do things for you. But then when it comes down to voting on things that will help middle class and lower class citizens, you know, they're always filibustering it. So, you know, and to me, I just don't see how in the last election that they were able to take the Senate and retain the House if everything they do goes against their constituents' best interests. I just can't understand that.
Well, you know, one, and thank you for making that comment, but you have to think a little bit, and I think you do know how. I think that's a rhetorical question. One reason why, because a lot of the Democrats didn't go out and vote. So that's mm-hmm. one thing. The voting part, registration of voters did not go out in droves like they had before. So that's one thing. And to your point, you're absolutely right. It seems that no matter what one side says, the other side disagrees, and we have to have some things that we agree on. And I think some of the comments the president made in the State of the Union are no-brainers. And I think some of the other things you may have to work out. But you're right, equal pay as a woman. If I'm working 10 hours and a man works 10 hours and he gets $200 an hour, then I want to get the same amount of money for that service. You know, long has gone the times of us being second-class citizens, not being able to vote, not being taken seriously. So I do think that there's no doubt that that should be a no-brainer, that whatever the men are getting, we're working just as hard, making just as many sacrifices, and have just as much education and can get the job done just as effectively. So with that should come the correct pay and match, if not higher. And also I think that it's important for a minimum wage to be adjusted as well. And you didn't talk to that point, but thank you for bringing up your observation about the size, how they're so separate, and it appears that there's nothing that that they agree on, and that has to change. Did you have another comment, caller, or were you done with your comments on this topic?
Pretty much, it's just that, you know, if we're going to move forward, you know, in this country and actually do things the way they used to be done, because back in the day, people didn't always agree, Democrat, Republican, but they did enough, you know, to get to move the country forward. Some people would get some, you know, Democrats would get what they wanted, the Republicans would get what they wanted, and then the stuff that really wasn't that important, that's the stuff that they would go into the media and say, well, no, they didn't get this or they didn't get that. Now it just seems like there is, it's, if Barack Obama's for it, then the Republicans are against it. And we can't, and then when the next president comes and say, if it's Hillary Clinton, what are they going to say? If Hillary, are they going to do the same thing to Hillary Clinton? You know, it's somewhere along the line, voters have to treat the midterms just like the national election. They have to go to the polls and not vote necessarily for, oh, I don't like Barack Obama. But, okay, you don't like Barack Obama, then what do you like about the person that you're voting in? What are they doing for you? And they don't really take the time to do that. They just say, oh, I don't like Barack Obama, so I'm going to vote for whoever's against them. And then in the end, they're just voting against their own interests.
Right. Well, that's a good point. Thank you for the call, and thank you for listening to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. Have a good evening, and we're going to continue our dialogue along these lines. This is What's on Your Mind Wednesday. I think that we talked about the State of the Union Address. There's also the movie Selma, as you know, that came out, and it came in third place. Number one was, and I'm drawing a blank on that movie, was number one. The American Sniper, that's right, grossed $126 million. And Selma came in third, grossing $26 million. And I happened to go see it. I took my daughter with me to the show, and it was, it was a bit much. And we had to make sure that after the show we had dialogue with her so she could understand and just talk about the times then and now and growing up in that time period. But my point is that a lot of black people are not going to the show. As a matter of fact, in a lot of the urban areas, it was reported that those movie theaters didn't gross nearly as much as they would gross on some of the other movies. So my question to you is, did you go see it? Will you go see it? And if not, why not? So I'm going to take some callers. Caller 5815. Caller 5815. Welcome to Check It In with your editor of the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question? It is What's on Your Mind Wednesday. So if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. So what's on your mind this Wednesday?
Well, you asked me where I go. Well, the question was, will you go see someone? And the answer is yes, I will. Time is always an issue. Not that is not an interest to me. But yes, I will go see it. I will encourage my wife, she loves to see movies and she's into black history and into history, and she will go. And I believe my son may be a little too young to see it. He's turning 8, but we will dialogue about that. But so I am very interested in it. It is alarming, but I'm not, it's disappointing, but I'm not alarmed or shocked that in the inner cities that it wasn't very well viewed. But hopefully that will change in the future. And just to go back on your topic about the community college, I'm in the athletic arena, and it's a great venue sometimes. There are a lot of great student-athletes that come through that go to community colleges first because they haven't met a certain criteria, because there's so many criteria from the NCAA. And not that they aren't smart, it's just that someone overlooked a certain core curriculum that they had to take sometimes. and they just didn't get it done. And you can't go back and do it. So you go to the community college, and then you matriculate into the Division I system, and you're able to compete Division I. A lot of sport programs do that, and it's a really big thing. So I wanted to voice a couple of comments and support your program. Very interesting topic tonight.
Well, thank you for calling in and being part of what's on your mind. Wednesday, we're on every Wednesday, depending on where you are, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also visit us and tweet at Joetta Olympian. So thank you for calling into the show. I'm going to go to a commercial break. When I come back, we're going to get some more of these calls. And remember, it's what's on your mind Wednesday. But I have to take this break, and I'll be right back after this.
We could have tuned the performance suspension of the Cadillac CTS Sport Sedan on any closed course, but we chose the tight, punishing turns of Germany's legendary Nürburgring instead, because at Cadillac, we don't just take corners. We take on the world with a car Motor Trend calls a bold, savvy, uncompromising showpiece, and that Edmunds.com elevates to top-tier status. The exhilarating Cadillac CTS Sports Sedan, now with premium care maintenance standard for 4 years or 50,000 miles. We don't just make luxury cars. We make Cadillacs.
Welcome back to Check It In with Joetta. This show is all about you. We have a lot to talk about, and our time is going down. But before I go back to the lines, I want to play this. I want to see what your thoughts and your ideas are on this comment. Listen to this.
My only agenda, I know because I won both of them.
And I want to play that again. That was the State of the Union address. And listen to it one more time, and I want to get your thoughts on the comment.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them.
So, callers, if you're online and you want to comment on this, that was just the response when the president mentioned that he has no more time to run, and he got an applause by the opposing side, and then he came back and said, I know because I won both of them. I was taken aback because I'm not used to hearing him make comments like that, but, you know, what did you think about the comment? I thought that he thought quickly and had a nice rebuttal. And I thought that it was unfortunate that they would clap at something like that. But look, in life, you know, to the victor goes the spoils. And right now, the Republican Party has the House and the Senate, and the president can veto. And we have to see if we can try and be friendly and make some great decisions for the good of the people, as opposed to being divisive and dividing. So that would be it. Caller, we're going to go to these phone lines again. And remember, if you press, when I say your last four digits, that means I'm speaking with you. So we're going to go to caller 219. And the last 219, are you there? Caller 219?
Yes.
Okay, what's
on your mind Wednesday? What's on my mind? I have a question. I was at the DMV today, and I'm moving from a southern state up to Connecticut. Why in the world do you guys have two tags, one on the front and one on the back? I actually asked the lady at the DMV, and she said, for the police. Do you have any idea why? I mean, in the southern states, there's only one that's in the back, and I figured that's enough. But what's up with the two tags, one on the front and one on the back?
I don't really know what that is, but I do know if you don't have them both on, you're going to get So I suggest you realize where you're living now and make the adjustments so that you have the appropriate tags in the appropriate places. Thank you for calling in. Have a good evening. I'm going to take another caller, 5927. caller 5927. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes. I'd like to comment about the Barack Obama clip that you just played. My comment is, good for Barack Obama. I mean, I think he's gotten beat up a lot over the campaign, and he's been disrespected in a lot of ways. And I think that he, in a very classy way, shut them up. And I think good for him.
I happen to agree with you on this one. I think it is good for him. I think so often, I don't hear him saying anything, especially when it came to his kids. I think that was one time that I really thought that he should have stood up and said, hey, talk about me, talk about my policies, and I'll even let you talk about my wife. But my daughters, I'm not going to have you call them names and have them be associated in a negative form. So my kids are off limits, as other presidents' kids have been off limits. So thank you for making that comment about, him saying something in a very classy way. And as I said earlier, to the victor goes the spoil. So he is the president of the United States, and you should respect the position and actually respect the man as well, but definitely respect the position. And I think that if you can't respect the position or respect the man, then I think silence may be golden sometimes. So my mother always said, give thy thought no tongue. So I think sometimes you don't need to make comments. Let your actions speak louder than your words. And so since you have control of both the House and Senate, let's see what changes that you're going to make as we continue to make this country a great country once again. Was that it, Carla? It is what's on your mind. So that was one of your points. Did you have something else, or was that it for this evening?
That's it for the evening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Caller 1111, welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Thank you for calling, and do you have a comment or question? Normally when we get all ones like that means someone is blocking that number. So if you're doing that, please, that means I'm speaking to you. So caller 1111, welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question? Okay, they don't have a comment or question. We're going to take one more call, then we're going to take a break. Caller 7815, those are the last four digits of your number. Caller 7815, do you have a comment or question for the show this evening? No? Okay. Well, I think that, when I listen to what the president talked about, when I think about what's on my mind, another thing that's been on my mind with the Selma movie situation is that when the show movie came on, it came on very powerful. And having grown up in the era, I knew exactly what was going to happen prior to it happening. I'm not going to tell you what happened during those first scenes, but it kind of set the stage for the rest of the movie. I know by now you've heard a lot of comments about the depiction of the movie and things like that. So I don't know exactly what your thoughts are about the movie. I happen to think it was a really good movie. It was done very tastefully. But I did happen to watch something that was on television regarding Whitney Houston. And I watched that movie, and I applaud Angela Bassett for trying to put together a crew and actresses and actors and trying to portray Whitney and her story without really getting the blessings of the family. So that must have been very difficult. And Deborah Cox sang a lot of those songs. The actress that played Whitney Houston was lip-syncing. So Deborah Cox did a fine job singing those songs. But I thought the movie was not something that I wanted to see on the big screen, so I'm glad that it wasn't on the big screen. And I do think that it was something that needed to be shown, but I thought that the two segments that came after the movie, the one with the interview with Bobby Brown, and then also the best music that Whitney had. Bobby Brown, like him or not, I think that he's grown from the bad boy out of Massachusetts, and I will say that I looked at him in a different light with that interview, because the interviewer was trying to bait him into saying things and disparaging comments, and he really, really wants to uphold her legacy. And it was apparent during the interview that that was what he was trying to do. So, yeah, we hear a lot of things about Bobby Brown, about what he could have done, should have done, and all those things. But I will say, when I watched the interview and saw how he worked really hard at not to disparage or to besmirch her image and reputation, I give him kudos for that. So right now, you know, it is What's On Your Mind Wednesday, and we talked about the State of the Union address, community colleges, the comment that the president made, and Selma. But right now, feel free to call in and talk about what's on your mind during these last minutes. So when I call the last 4 digits of your number, that means that I am speaking to you. So I'm going to go to caller 7811. Caller 7811, welcome to checking in with Joanna. Do you have a comment or question? That's a 412 area code. Okay, no comment or question. And I'm going to go back to this number here, which will be number 9870. Number 9870. Welcome to checking in with Joetta. Do you have a comment or question?
No, I don't have a question today. I was just listening in.
Okay, well, thank you for listening in. And maybe next time you call the show, you have a comment or question. So thank you for listening in into the show, and feel free to call back next week. We're on live every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I am Matt Malimpian. We're going to take a break. When I come back, we go to some more of these phone lines. Joetta here, and I want my listeners to benefit from the advertising opportunities on Checking In with Joetta. Please visit joettasportsandbeyond.com to find out more information about how you can advertise on this program. Welcome back to Check It In With, which is your editor show that's all about you. We've been talking about the State of the Union address, the president, community colleges, the prices of colleges. Do we think that that's going to happen? About children getting their GEDs. That seems to be something a lot of kids are doing. They're getting their GEDs and foregoing their last year of high school and going right into college or community college. So there are a lot of ways for us to move forward and to educate and to get better prepared for the opportunities that are out there for us. I talked about some movies. I talked about the Whitney movie, and I also mentioned Selma. I am not a real big movie fan, but I do go out to the movie theaters sometimes, and I went out and I was trying to get a feel for people at the movie theater where I was, and trying to look around. And I found myself looking around at the faces and listening to the comments if I could hear them, and trying to see if they were really getting it, if the movie was resonating with them, or if it was just something that they were going to just go see, just to see and to not take it seriously. When I looked at that Selma movie, I couldn't help but think about what's going on right now in Ferguson and some of our other areas. And I think that, we are doing all we can. I won't say that. I think that we're going to have to put some other laws in place to make this country a safer country and for everyone to respect each other's rights. But the one thing I do want to talk about are these body cameras that are being put on the police officers. I think that in speaking with people, I find that they believe, as I do, One, it will be good to make sure that, to have on police to make sure they're doing the right things, and two, make sure that the citizens are doing the right things. And there have been different studies out already that when those body cams are being worn, that they're getting less calls in from people about police doing the wrong things, and also the police are doing things that are not in the benefit of the person that they are talking to. So I think it's a good thing trying to get them regulated and get enough funds to have them in many departments. That's something that has to be worked on. But I do think, I do see some positives in that being a viable option, having the body cams available for everybody, the police officers to have on. So also, before we wind down, the show always goes by so quickly, and I try and get all my advertisers in. We also, I must tell you this, is that I've been trying to tell everybody about this great special announcement that I was going to make, and I'm going to tell you now. Yours truly, that's me, Madam Olympian, is featured in a calendar by Aetna Insurance. They thought that my foundation, the Joetta Clark Dick Sports Foundation, was a top foundation in the country, and I am a champion for change. So I am in a calendar with many other champions who happen to be athletes, and I am on the month of July. So you're able to get those calendars, or you can just call up Aetna and go to their website, aetna.com. And there's also a wonderful video that you will see on the foundation that they did. So this was a really big deal, big promotion, you know, opportunity that the foundation had, and myself as well. And whenever you do something good, you don't do it to get a reward or get an award or to get money, but when those opportunities present themselves, it's a great thing. And for an insurance company to recognize what we do for the community and the health industry and for the kids, that was a wonderful thing and a wonderful experience. And it will also be up on my website, which is JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com. That's JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com. So please feel free to visit the website to find out more about the calendar, how you can obtain a calendar to see Madam Olympian on the month of July, and also how you can view the video, which gives an overview about what the Joetta Clark Dick Sports Foundation does. And we're coming to the end of our show, so I thank all of you for calling in this evening and for making your comments. And so much is going on in the community, but one thing is for sure, that you have to make sure that you are involved and keep your hand on the pulse. Contact your different legislators to make sure that they are doing what you want them to do, because you did vote them in. And even if you didn't vote them in, this, you still have a right to call up and speak to them to make sure that they're doing what you want them to do. And it's important that you hold them accountable for that. So without further ado, I love very much, and I thank you all for calling in and being part of the show. This was What's On Your Mind Wednesday. Next week we're going to have someone on the show that's going to talk about how to keep your eyes on your children even when you're not with them. They developed a very nice tracking system for you to monitor your kids, and he will be on the show next week. And we also give you an opportunity to talk about what you would like to see on the show. So if you also have some advertising ideas or some show ideas, make sure you visit us at JoettaEvents@yahoo.com. That's JoettaEvents@yahoo.com. And you can tell us some ideas that you would like to see on this show. So I appreciate you again for calling in, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Checking In with Joetta, the show that is all about you. And as I always say, if it's on your mind that we want to talk about it, hopefully we talked about all that you wanted to hear. And in life, it doesn't matter what road you take. What matters is what you become along the journey. Thank you for taking the journey along with me this evening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.